بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعوذ من الجان وعين الإنسان حتى نزلت المعوذتان فلما نزلتا أخذ بهما وترك ما سواهما رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek refuge from jinn. In other words, he should make dua for protection against the evil of the jinnat and the evil of the human eye. When a person makes nazar with the eye, so Rasulullah ﷺ would seek protection from these two things, from the evil of the jinn and from the evil eye, in other words, the evil of the human eye, until Surah Falaq and Surah Nas were revealed. When these two surahs were revealed, then Rasulullah ﷺ would just read these two surahs, and he would not make specific dua for protection against the jinn and the human eye. So before Rasulullah ﷺ would make dua, and he would say, well, for example, Wallah, I seek protection in you from the jinnat and from the evil eye. He would say, A'udhu bika min al-janni wa ayn al-insan. He would make duas of this nature. But when Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, as we mentioned yesterday, these were for protection against all type of evil. When these were revealed, then Rasulullah just read these two surahs, which was sufficient now. Now there was no need to make specific dua against the jinn and the evil eye. These two surahs were sufficient for protection. On Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, min al-Qur'an suratun. 30 آية شفعت لرجل حتى غفر له وهي تبارك الذي بيده الملك رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن وفي رواية أبي داود تشفع. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the Quran there is a surah that has 30 verses. There is a surah in the Quran which has 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of a person until he is forgiven. It will intercede on behalf of the person until the person will be forgiven on the day of Qiyamah. And this surah is Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk, yani suratul mulk, which comes in the 29 juz of the Holy Quran. And we have been exhorted in many other ahadith also to recite this surah in the evenings or at night. You can read it after Isha Salah or before going to bed. Then this surah will be a sifarish. It will intercede on behalf of the person on the day of Qiyamah. Even one hadith it mentioned, it will protect the person from azab of qabr. So Surah Mulk is only 30 verses. And if you try and learn one verse each day, in 1 month you have learnt it. And if you cannot learn in 1 month, whether it takes 2 months or 3 months, inshallah, by reading it often, the words will become easy on our tongue. And sometimes we don't have the Quran, we don't have the kitab, then we can read it whilst we are traveling also by heart, we will know it inshallah. Extremely beneficial, it will protect the person from azab of qabr. And in this hadith we have learned that it will intercede on behalf of the person on the day of qiyamah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa make amal wa akhiru da'an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah, allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta.